So welcome to this service. Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Good. Yes. Excellent. Excellent. You can hear Jean?
Yes.
Good. Thank you. Right. Okay. So welcome. And notices to begin with. Let's see what we've got here. Yes. Graham's put something in for creating a support group after Christmas, which is now, isn't it? That's right. After Christmas, for looking after dementia sufferers and their carers in the sanctuary. The idea, I think, is to provide a place where they can be for a short time and to receive coffee and care from us. Thank you. It's got dropped again. Thank you. Okay. St. Andrew's Bookshop is having an Orange Friday sale, apparently. Couldn't say when. St. Margaret's Church cleaning. We really do need a few more people in the cleaning rota. That's getting difficult now. We've only got three people there. Not all of them are that fit. So it would be really nice to be able to have a few more people in the rota. It means that you won't have to do it very often. Church cleaning. Please pray. Oh yes, please. Oh, we're praying for various people, and I'll do that when I get to the prayers. Okay. I think that's it, isn't it? Yes. Thank you. Now we're going to have a little practice. We haven't sung "Come and Join the Celebration" for some time. Have you all got a copy to read? Good? Excellent.
No.
Well done. Make sure you get a copy. So, Deborah will play the tune to begin with, and then we'll sing the first verse. Okay? Start to do the first verse then. Come and join the celebration. It's a very special day. There's a inauguration. There's a new king born today. See the shepherds hurry down to Bethlehem. Okay, well done. It goes like that. You know it, don't you? They know it. That's our final hymn, and it's a hymn that Sally specially asked for. Okay? If you see her dancing in the middle down the church, you'll know it's that Sally. Okay. So I've got a job to do first, haven't I? There's a candle there. And the candle in the middle is
Jesus,
the light of the world. Anybody want to come and light the candle? Right. Thank you, Jean. Thank you.
Which one is it?
The middle, top.
No. How do you use this thing?
Oh.
Oh, that one.
Yeah. Well done. Thank you. Give her a clap. So we've got the four Advent candles and Jesus. Well done. And our first hymn is O Little Town of Bethlehem, number one on the sheet. Please be seated. We take our sheets. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Loving Lord Jesus, we've come to sing to you, to pray to you, and to hear you speaking with us. Help us to know that you are with us now and always. Amen. We come to confession. Are we perfect? No, we're not perfect, are we? But we can ask for forgiveness. God will present to us, Jesus will present to God, present us to God as perfect. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Let us bring our secret sins into his light and confess them to him. O God, our gracious Father, You know us as we really are. You know our selfishness, our anger and resentment, our fear and laziness, our hardness of heart, our need to bring again. Father, we have failed you often and ask your forgiveness. Help us to live that others may know your love through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And the collect. Eternal God, in the stillness of this night, you send your mighty word to pierce the world's darkness with the light of salvation. Give to the earth the peace that we long for, and fill our hearts with the joy of heaven through our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, next hymn, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear, number 14. The readings from the Bible with Sylvia and Roy. Do sit down.
The Old Testament reading is taken from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 52, beginning to read at verse 7. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, your watchmen lift up their voices. Together they shout for joy. When the Lord returns to Zion, they will see it with their own eyes. Burst into songs of joy together, you ruins of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord will lay bare his holy arm in the sight of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God. This is the word of the Lord.
The New Testament reading is Hebrews 1, starting to read at the first verse. In the past, God spoke of our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom also he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven. So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs. This is the word of the Lord.
A reading from John's Gospel, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning the light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave them the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. How do you feel when someone says to you, I'd like a word with you? I suppose a lot depends on the tone of voice that the person uses. But it still makes you wonder why that person wants to talk to you. You make time to meet for the following day, and for 24 hours, You sweat it out, thinking that on wondering what on earth he will have to say. Does he have good news or bad? Will he find fault with something you've done? Will he ask you for a favour that's going to cost you money and effort? Maybe he wants to give you something, a gift, an invitation to dinner. If this is happening at work, perhaps, he wants to talk to you about a promotion or to tell you you'd better find an alternative employment. You have to wait until the appointed time to find out. Today, on the day when we're all excited about Christmas, Christmas presents, visiting relatives and friends, Christmas dinner, and everything else that goes toward making Christmas Day an enjoyable and festive occasion, God says to us, I want to have a word with you. What on earth does God want to speak to us about? The word that God wants to have with us is quite different than what the boss might mean. He says, I want to have a word with you. The word that God has for us is not the kind of word that we find in the dictionary, not the word that can be translated from one language to another. It's a unique word, and God is offering it to us now. The gospel writer calls Jesus the Word. This summarizes what Christmas is all about. It tells us that the Word, Jesus, has chosen to become human. The creator of the universe, with its countless stars and planets, is born in a stable in Bethlehem. As John himself said, from the very beginning, the Word, that's the Son of God, was with God. Through him, God made all things. The Word, the Son of God, became a human being and lived with us. The point of this verse, the Word became a human being, is that in the midst of our agonies in this life, we're not alone. In Jesus, God is with us when we're depressed and hurting and sick. In Jesus, God is with us when we're hit with bad news. In Jesus, God is with us when we feel guilty and ashamed. In Jesus, God is with us when we're worried about someone we love. In Jesus, God is with us when we're caught up in a chain of events we are powerless to prevent. The good news of Christmas is that God hasn't kept himself separate from all our troubles and pains, but he has come right here into the middle of it. He truly is Emmanuel, God with us. John Rosen was a doctor in a psychiatric hospital. Unlike all other doctors who were aloof and separate from their patients, he moved into the ward with them. He placed his bed among their beds. He lived the life they must live. But day by day, he shared it. He loved them. If they didn't talk, he didn't talk either, as if he had understood what was happening. He was just there. And that communicated something to the patients they hadn't heard in years. Somebody understood them. But then he did something else. He put his arms around them and hugged them. The doctor, with a string of letters after his name, this highly skilled, highly paid physician, who was like God to the patient, who had control over the lives of his patients, held those unattractive, unlovable, sometimes incontinent persons and loved them back to life. Often when patients who had been unable to speak said their first words, and they were, "Thank you." God does have a special word for us. This word is Jesus, who came to give his life for us in the shame of the cross, his suffering and dying for the sins of all people. It's for this reason that we have Christmas and continue to celebrate it to this day. The angel made it quite clear to Joseph, "You shall call his name Jesus, for it is he who shall save his people from their sins." God has a word for all of us today. God has become a human being because of us and just for each one of us. Amen. Does anybody want to tell me about the Christmas presents? Hands up if you do. Sometimes I go around and I say, "Oh, Jean wants to tell us about Christmas presents." Yes.
It's got LED lights on it.
Yes.
I'm going to light it later. Oh. And it should light up all the LED.
Well done. Excellent. A lighted candle with LED lights.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you. Excellent. Thank you very much. Right. Our next hymn is "See Amid the Winter Snow." Might be in Scotland, but not here at the moment. "See Amid the Winter Snow," number 8.
Thank you.
Please be seated. Come to our statement of faith. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family on heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our lives through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Now we come to our prayers, which is for me, I think. So, as we celebrate the birth of Jesus, the Word of God, let us pray with thankful hearts. The bells and lights and presents and decorations in church and in our homes express our thanks to you, Lord, for coming into this world in person. On this Christmas day, we want to say, thank you, God. The world Jesus was born into this world, we know. Thank you for being prepared to face the dangers and risks of human mistakes and sin in order to save us. Thank you, Holy God. Many of us will be celebrating with our families and friends. We invite you to join us all in the festivities and ask you to teach us true living. We remember those who find Christmas a sad and lonely season. We remember those for whom it brings to the surface memories and anxieties or dangers. Through good and difficult times, you are always with us. We remember, especially today, the family of Jeff Pierce, the family and friends of David Ellingham, Jean, John and Angela Watts, Roger Strachan, Angela Watts' brother, Paul and Jean Rickett's daughter-in-law, Amanda. Caden, his family, and especially Derek and Elaine. And the Reverend Graham and Mary and me. We'd particularly like to thank everyone for their prayers and support over the past 6 months, since they were left on their own out there. Thank you. And we have a prayer for our interregnum. You'll find it on your sheet. Gracious God, you are with us always. We thank you for guiding us by your Spirit through our life together as church. We pray that we may hear your voice in this time of interregnum. Grant us patience, grant us vision, and grant us courage as we seek a new priest for our two churches. And by your grace, lead us to be a more Christ-like church, a church that is contemplative, compassionate, and courageous. Because we ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And in a short period of silence, let us bring to God those people we know need him at this time. Lord, in your mercy, as our Saviour has taught us, so we dare to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And our final hymn, come and join the celebration, using your insert. Come and join the celebration. It's a very special day. Now we have that special time, don't we? Right. We face each other across the aisle. And we say, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen. Thank you. And the blessing. God, our Father, whose word has come among us in the holy child of Bethlehem, may the light of faith illuminate our hearts and shine in our words and deeds. Through him who is Christ the Lord, And may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with us and with all whom we love, now and always. Amen. And we go from this place. There's no coffee, I'm afraid. We go home to have a great celebration. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.